الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Life and its purpose is that we all, and our main goal is that we all enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us and put rahmah in our hearts, and may Allah reunite us in Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. But this is our main goal. This is what we want to achieve. This is why we work hard. The ulama say that if Jannah was to be given to anyone on earth in this dunya, then it would be given to our beloved Prophet ﷺ. If Jannah was to be available in this earth. But rather, what did our Prophet ﷺ go through in his life? Throughout his life, our beloved ﷺ went through struggles and difficulties. He had many, many tests a week would not be able to pass in our day and age. The difficulties that our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through is something that we owe to him. We are grateful for what he has done for us. So if Jannah was to be given in this dunya, it'd be given to the most beloved to Allah, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But rather, if he is going through difficulties, then who are we to ask for ease in this dunya? This dunya and this world is for us to gain rewards, for us to then meet our Rabb with all the rewards. And on the day when our good deeds and bad deeds are weighed on the mizan, and we want our good deeds to be superior than the bad deeds, just for us to enter Jannah. So all of us strive to do good. We race each other. We've been told in the Quran as well by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, race each other in good, in neki, in thawab, race each other. When one brother is doing 2 rak'ahs, you do 3, 4 rak'ahs. If your other brother is reading 1 page of the Quran, you read 2 pages of the Quran. So race each other in good deeds. For your good deeds will, inshallah, assure you Jannatul Firdaus with the mercy of Allah. But my brothers, there's a hadith where we can earn rewards, good deeds, after we have passed away. And this is something that we want, because we do not know when Qiyamah will come. It could be 500 years from now, it could be 1,000 years from now, it could be any time. So all that time from our death until the day of Qiyamah, we can be gaining rewards while we are in our graves. And it's very, very simple ways that we can gain rewards. So the hadith is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. I'll recite it in Arabic inshallah, and then I'll say the translation. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا من 3 إلا من صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له أو قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The meaning of this hadith, inshallah, I'll go over, and then I'll go into more details of it, as this is a hadith that I went over in class the other day, and it made me realize that this hadith can be sufficient for us, inshallah, to enter Jannah. The meaning of this hadith is, the Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when a Muslim dies, when a man dies, all his deeds come to an end. His book of deeds come to an end, except for 3 things after his death. So he can be getting reward by these 3 things. Number 1, his deeds, ongoing charity, sadaqa jariya, the charity that is ongoing and it's not stopping. And inshallah, I'll go into details what this means. Number two, beneficial knowledge. The knowledge that you pass on to someone else. And number three is a pious child who prays for you and who makes dua for you. These are the three ways that we can gain rewards after our death. When we are in our graves, when our book of deed is closed, when our book of amal is closed, and there's no angel writing the good deeds. This is one way we can get rewards until the day of Qiyamah. And that could be immense reward. All the rewards that you take from the worldly life that you lived through, your reward after death could be more if you follow these three things. Inshallah. So if you were to go into details of this now, as I said, our main goal in this dunya is to gain rewards. And once we pass away, we cannot get any rewards, that's for sure. For someone who could be the richest person in the world, and he could take all his wealth, and he could give it to Malik al-Maut, and he can say, give me one chance to do one sajda. Give me one chance to say Subhanallah. Give me 5 seconds just to say, I can say Allahu Akbar. Or give me one day just so I can ask for repentance. Do you think that person can get 1 second of life when his time is here? My brothers, he will not get a single second if he was to give all the wealth of the whole universe. His time has been written. It's been prescribed for him. He cannot get a single reward even if he wants to trade anything for it. That's his book of deed closed. Whatever he has done in his life, that's closed. As they say, time is very valuable. In this dunya, time is the most valuable thing that we have. The youngsters nowadays, when you talk to them, you say, what are you doing nowadays? I know my own friends who reply back saying this. And they say that, I'm just killing time. But if you think about it, they're not killing time. Time is killing them. Every single second that passes by, they're not doing anything. We are not doing anything. We don't spend our time in the remembrance of Allah. We don't spend our time in the masajid. We don't spend our time with our parents, helping our parents. These are the things that we should be doing with our time and not wasting it. I know the Euros is on, you want to watch the football matches, it's entertaining. But at the same time, you're wasting your time as well here. I know the Cricket World Cup was on as well. I'm sure many of the elders here were probably up watching it. But at the same time, my brothers, you're watching that match, but you're wasting 3 or 4 hours of your life. 3 or 4 hours that you will not get back. Whatever you trade in, you will not get back those 3-4 hours. But rather, if you spent those hours in the remembrance of Allah, then imagine the immense reward that we will receive. Something that we all strive for. So after our death, when our a'mal, our book of deed is closed, the three ways that we can get reward is, number one, is ongoing charity, sadaqah jariyah that we call it. When we do something for waqf, for the sake of Allah, a brother who builds a well in a village in a poor area where there's no water, and all those people who drink water from that well, he will be getting the reward until the day of Qiyamah. Until every single person, whoever drinks water from that well, he will be getting water. Another person who plants a tree, and then after his death, many people take shade under that tree. And people take comfort under that tree because of the sun. And all that reward is going to that person who planted that tree, who gave money to plant that tree, who gave sadaqah. Another person who gave to the masajid, to build a masjid, to donate Qurans, to donate books of Islamic books, to help a child out in a masjid and pay for their fees. These are all, my brothers, sadaqah jariyah, something ongoing charity, something that will not stop even after your death. Until the day of Qiyamah, until that thing is going on, that masjid is still there. And until whoever prays in that masjid, you will be getting that reward for every single good deed that goes on in that masjid. You will be getting the reward for every single Quran that you donated until the day of Qiyamah. That could be 1,000 years, it could be 10,000 years. However long away it is, every single time someone reads the Quran, you will be getting the reward. Sadaqah jariyah, my brothers, invest. In a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever gives charity, then they're protected from any harm. And there's many, many stories that you can hear from the akabir, from the awliya, and from even other people that we know. Whoever gives charity, they're protected from harm. Any harm that was to come to them, because they gave charity, that harm is gone away from them. So let's not be greedy with our money, let's not be selfish with our money, and give charity. I'm not standing here because the Imam is asking for money to the masjid, no. Give charity to whoever you can. Whatever little that you have, make sure you save some for charity. Because that wealth will not, no matter, we don't know when our death is going to be, so that wealth will not save you or bring you back to life. But rather, if you spend that wealth and invest that wealth into charity, then you'll get that reward. So invest your money into charity. Be careful where you invest. Number two, the second way, as I said, was beneficial knowledge. MashaAllah, there's many, many people nowadays. Before, obviously, there was lack of knowledge, and there would be some people in the village or cities who would have the knowledge. There would be some ulama, and everyone else, they'd lack a lot of knowledge. And you still find this in the villages in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the poor countries. You'll find that people lack knowledge. And this used to be back before as well. But alhamdulillah, now with the mobile phones and social media and YouTube and everything, you find that you can easily gain knowledge through anything. There's a lot of platforms when we could gain knowledge. Now that same knowledge you gain, pass it on. Do not keep that knowledge with you. If you pass that knowledge on, that is sadaqah jariyah for you until the day of Qiyamah. For example, a teacher who teaches Quran or Qaida to a student, and then he passes away, and that student every single day he reads the Quran, you're getting the reward after your death. And if that child teaches the other children, the other child, and another child, another child, and all that reward will be coming back to you. So pass the knowledge on. Whatever we learn, pass it at least to our children. If you can't teach someone else, pass it to your children. When we're sitting in our majlis with our friends, pass it on to your friends. Because knowledge is something that will come back to you. Is that the reward will come back to you on the day of Qiyamah. On the day when your rewards, your good deeds and bad deeds are weighed by the mizan. And that's the day when we'll know our rewards. So pass your knowledge on. Make sure that when you get the chance, at least teach your children in the house the sunnahs of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at least some parts of the Quran and the stories of the Anbiya. Many things that we can teach our children. Do not leave it just for the teachers in the mosques, thinking that you have left your children in the mosque and the teacher will teach them everything. There's no doubt the teacher will try to teach him everything, but you should also gain that reward as well. You should be also contributing into that, sharing that reward as well. The ulama say that every single Muslim around the world, whatever good deed that they do, the reward goes back to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the first one to teach us. And after that, the Sahaba, and after that, the Awliya, and all the Muslims from that time until the end of Qiyamah, every single reward will be going to our sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single reward, just imagine, and he's the most deserving of it. He deserves every single one of our rewards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us meet our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of Qiyamah and to be with him in Jannatul Firdaus as well, inshallah. And the final way that we can gain rewards after our death is a religious child, a pious child who makes dua for you, who prays for you. Nowadays, we let our children, as I said, we let them do whatever they want. We don't see their friends. We don't see who they hang about with. We don't catch up what they do in their daily lives, what they do after their school time, what do they do in school. We don't look after them. So what tends to happen is that they have bad company. And many youngsters know that what happens in the high schools. I've been through high schools. Most of us have been through high schools. We know the bad company easily you can have in these schools. So it's for parents to make sure that your children do not go astray. And you check up on them, every single thing that they do. And a religious child, a pious child, is someone who will be making dua for you after your death. Imagine your child, when you're on your death and they come to your qabr, when they come to your grave, and they say, "Oh Allah, forgive my mom or forgive my father. And your sins are forgiven because of the dua and the barakah of your child." How rewarding is that? How blessed is that? Look after your children. Make sure that they do not go astray. And teach them the way of the Anbiya-i Kareem. And make sure that you teach them the sunnats of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they will be the ones that will get your rewards. Whatever you teach your children, they will teach their children, and their children will teach their children, and all that reward is coming back to who? You. And your reward is going back to your father, and your father's reward is going back to their father, and this silsila is going back all the way to our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the simple ways that we can easily get rewards after our death. Do not miss out on these. I'll go over the three ways again. Number one, ongoing charity, sadaqah jariyah. Make sure you invest in sadaqah. Number two, pass on the knowledge that you have. Whatever you have knowledge-wise, if it's a hadith, if it's a dua, if it's namaz, if it's Quran, make sure you pass that on. Do not hold back. Because that knowledge will be reward for you until the day of Qiyamah. And number three, a pious child. Make sure you teach your children how to pray the janazah namaz at least, so that your children can at least pray your janazah namaz. There's some brothers who have heard that they came to me and said, "My father has passed away. Teach me the janazah namaz so I can be at my father's funeral." And there could be many brothers who could be at their father's funerals and they don't know how to pray the janazah namaz. So invest into your children and invest into sadaqah, inshallah. These are things that will be ongoing until the day of Qiyamah, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq to not waste our time, because time is something that we should be investing into rewards so we can then succeed in our goals, and that is to enter Jannah. And I made the dua at the start, and I'll say the dua again for all the brothers who are here. May Allah give us the tawfiq to enter Jannah and to reunite in the Jannah with our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll pray our sunnahs now, and after the sunnahs we'll do our namaz, inshaAllah. Jazakallah.